News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's time for the movement.
Good afternoon, y'all.
Are you down?
Good evening.
Are you down?
Let's go.
Are you down? Are you down? Are you down, down, down? With the movement. It's the movement. Now open up your ears, so much to hear. There's nothing to fear
on this radio.
W-A-O-K.
It's chatter and laughter.
Sometimes there's good things going down.
Are you down?
Sometimes there's bad things going down. So open up your mind as we talk about the times. And if you wanna call in. On 1380, and you can talk about the movement with Dr. F. F. Keith Slaughter.
Dr. F. Keith Slaughter. First and foremost, black people, if you listen to that name, you hear that name, Dr. F. Keith Slaughter.
To tell me Essex, England is down with the movement.
Oh my goodness, it's so down you can't get any deeper.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. Your brother, Dr. F. Keith Slaughter, up in there getting it in from 7 to 10. Exactly where I'm supposed to do it across from me. My DJ JD Smooth Criminal in the place to be. And had a special guest in the studio to kick off this Millennial Monday. Yeah, it's still magnificent and still more better. But it's a Millennial Monday on the move with Dr. F. Keith Slaughter. I mean, you got to think about it. Millennials in the next year or so will overtake baby boomers and Gen Xers, I think. Yeah. Let's see. What does it say? Millennials are on the cusp of surpassing baby boomers as the nation's largest living adult generation. This is according to Fact Tank. And this was a report that was released on March 1st, 2018 from the Census Bureau. As of July the 1st, 2016, the latest date for which population estimates are available, millennials, whom we define as persons ages 20 through 35 in 2016 numbered 71 million, and baby boomers ages 52 to 70, that's me, numbered 74 million, and we dying. Millennials are expected to overtake boomers in population in 2019 as their numbers swell to 73 million and boomers decline to 72 million. While Generation Xers, persons who are aged 36 to 51, is projected to pass the boomers in population in 2028. So that's where we are. That means that millennials are in charge, taking charge, about to take charge. And in that you got the majority of the numbers, that means that you now have the responsibility of making some decisions as the majority. All right, in the studio with me as we jump off this Millennial Monday situation on the movement, a graduate of Spelman College, and my beautiful daughter. Put your hands together for none other than Mariah Slaughter.
Good morning.
What's up, Shawty?
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
Glad you're back. Glad you're black. All right, here we go. My line's blazing, and I got to get my callers in, but let's set it up. So you say, all right, yeah, Dad, I know why you're having this show. It came out of our conversation on Saturday morning.
Right.
When I ask you and your brother, your big brother, what a big one, about the Antoine Rose situation, and the conversation kind of morphed into a conversation about how to respond, What's the best way to respond to injustice that black people experience at the hands of police and other whites? And I said, well, are you getting ready to go? Y'all going to the streets? Or, you know, what y'all going to do? And you were like, oh, man, we don't go to no streets. So I'm like, but folks are marching in Pittsburgh. They getting it in. They standing up. They protesting. They blocking down streets. They shutting down stuff. You said you didn't agree with that.
To lead to what? To drawing attention, awareness, exactly,
to the severity of the problem.
And how much more awareness to the severity of the problem is necessary? I feel like the problem is big, is known, is people are knowledgeable about it. But it's the effective strategies and conclusions and solutions that we need to kind of implement. Yes, we do marches. Yes, we do protests. Yes, we do all those type of things. But like I said, it only helps for awareness. Now, change, effective change, I don't know where marches and protests kind of come in besides just making the mass population knowledgeable. Oh, the police are still continuing to annihilate
black kids. All I can think of as I look at you is that you look like me, and so I can't be stay mad at you. Let's go to the line. I was mad. She hurt my feelings. Lee, come on in.
How you doing, Dr. Slaughter?
I'm up in here, man. You?
Woo, I'm up in here with you.
Millennial Monday, man. Say what's up to my daughter, Mariah.
I love that. How you doing, Daughter Slaughter?
Good morning.
I like Millennial Monday. And I'm going to get on how to bring the millennials into a stronger relationship with us because the people that are 45, I'm going to really say 48 to about 60, we seem to have the best understanding of these transitions that have taken
50,
place.
Yeah, baby boomers, you know, 52 to 70, Gen Xers 36 to 51. Which one do you fall in?
Oh, I guess I'm a boomer, but actually I'm a kind of a spiritual millennial.
Yeah, I got a little bit of all of that crossed into me too. But as far as chronologically, yeah. Thanks for the live sound effects. Appreciate that.
But as far as
chronologically, you know, I fall as a boomer. I'm really impacted by Generation X. And those ideas and philosophies, but I'm right now what I'm doing is I'm attempting to learn how to wrap my brain around millennial understandings of reality, and how, because I got to negotiate with these people, man.
I'd like to throw this out there, Doc, if I may, before you get to the rest of your callers.
Mm-hmm.
Our dialogue also needs to be with our Hispanic and Latino brothers, in being of the same general origin on the planet as far as, you know, lineages go and being a connected people, because I'm really tired of listening to a European definition of who gets to go where, who gets to say what, who gets to live here.
It's getting ready to change, brother. As soon as all of us, black and brown, learn how to vote and vote right, it's going to change. Trust me. And we own it. We own the cusp of that at this very moment, I believe. This is a pivotal point in history, I think. My name is Slaughter, and that's, what's your name?
Mariah Slaughter.
Okay. I'll be black in a minute with more Millennial Monday.
So give thanks every day. Oh,
yeah.
As I go on my way, push on my way, boy.
I give thanks every day. She heard me, baby girl. You can't feel that.
As I go on my way, push on my way.
I push on my way.
And they say that people change.
Lord have mercy, 404-892. You know I cry. That thing, man, I feel that thing, man. You don't even feel it. 404-892-2703. That's what I'm talking about. See, that's what the problem is. These millennials, they ain't got no feelings. They...
Ooh.
JDO, they're looking at me. It's like millennial bashing day. No, it's millennial Monday on the movement. And it's not for bashing, but there are some distinct differences that we experience across generations. And I don't know if y'all feel entitled and that we've caused you to feel that way.
Well, I was about to say, if anything, yeah, we kinda,
you know, I kind of said it yesterday at church, you know, we gave y'all, well, what we tried to do was to elevate in ways that made us feel equal to whites, namely, you know, trying to have a certain kind of house, certain kind of job, certain kind of vehicles, you know, and we really got caught up in this idea of consumerism. We got drawn into it, and then that's what y'all paid attention to. Y'all looked at us being hell-bent on consumption, and y'all became, like, just monsters, you know, as it relates to consuming, you know. And I gotta, you know, I remember when it was, you remember when I used to wear all kinds of shoes and stuff and buy all kinds of, you know, it was, and I look back on it, and now you see, I don't even wear but one pair of shoes now, these flip-flops. But at one point in my life, I had to have ostrich and lizard and, you know, you know, it was my thing. If it didn't have knots on it, and I didn't want them, you know. Eel and I got all kind of stuff, man. And I don't even wear it anymore.
You still got it, and it's still valuable.
Yeah, but I don't even wear it no more because it ain't important no more. But at one time, it was important. You know, we used to buy, you know, I used to wear jewelry a lot. I still wear jewelry
a lot. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
But I used to wear a lot more, you know, diamond rings. And, you know, that was what I thought was important.
Yeah, but that's also where you came from. I feel like, you know, country do different things. They do. The flex is totally different. So,
okay,
that's about where you came.
Let's go
from.
To the Lion Boogaloo. Cause
all right,
you something else.
They still like
bro
that.
Gregory, come on in.
Morning, Dr. Slaughter and Sister Mariah.
Good morning.
Good morning, dear brother. How you feeling?
All right. I'm glad I got through this time. All right.
Yes, sir. I don't know what was wrong with you, man. wrong with brother Gregory.
Hey, you know the Google must be heavy if they're trying that, Dr. Slaughter.
You see what I'm talking about? It's the Google, man. The Google is busting the heads up out here. You see what I'm saying? Because when you can say things that are controversial and provocative and then provide the source for it, you shut everybody down. And
all right.
Yeah.
Well, what's I got that song? It for you.
They don't like me because I don't, what's the one? I was looking at J.D. There's a song out called They Don't Like Me Because I Don't Play By The Rules. You know what I'm saying? Find that for me. I need that. Anyway.
Wow.
Because I'm millennial.
okay.
In my musical taste, somewhat. Somewhat.
Okay. Well, let me drop that Google on you. And,
come on.
Sister Mariah, Dr. Slaughter.
Come on.
It's, the Google is Tennessee v. Garner.
Tennessee v. Garner.
G-A-R-N-E-R. And that's a United States Supreme Court case. And first of all, happy Millennial Monday. And this is for the millennials.
Okay.
Because this Google, if you go to the one that says Wikipedia, when you index it, it'll give a synopsis of the case Tennessee v. Garner. And this is for the millennials because this is the Supreme Court case that, as you have said in the past and have noticed, that they are reversing all those things that used to protect us in regards of civil rights and constitutional rights.
Mm-hmm.
And what the millennials need to understand is that the rule for the police, running from the police, they've reversed it. They've changed it. It used to be that if you ran, they would just run after you and maybe try to tase you or capture you. But the Supreme Court issued this ruling where now they've given them a license to do what they did to Brother Antoine Rose, which is shoot you in the back to stop you. Now, I'm going to quote the rule that they have created that's totally against black people. And it says, under the Fourth Amendment,
right,
when a law enforcement officer is pursuing a fleeing suspect, the officer may not use deadly force to prevent escape, but the key word is unless the officer has probable cause to believe that the suspect poses a significant threat of death or serious physical injury to the officer, but the key word is or to others.
That's the law, right? That's the Fourth Amendment.
That is the law, Dr. Slaughter. Oh, go ahead.
Okay, so you're saying that Tennessee v. Garner undermines that particular law, makes void that law? Or is that
No, Tennessee v. Garner, that is the new law.
Okay.
If a police walks up to a young millennial, say like Antoine Rose,
mm-hmm.
they've created this new rule, and this is how the police chiefs actually train their officers, that when you encounter that person, if they run away from you,
mm-hmm.
this new rule is saying if that officer has a belief that you could cause injury to him or injury to others, which is the key, say mm-hmm. somebody around the corner,
mm-hmm.
then they're giving that officer a license to shoot that brother in the back. And see,
wow.
it used
and
to
so
be
that's,
that way.
Okay, so they kind of have leeway. And of course, you know they're going to lie anyway.
Exactly, Dr. Slaughter.
And then with the leeway and the lie, you hook it up, you end up what we get, which is no convictions, actually even no charges on most occasions. You know, and I was just thinking, though, Gregory, I mean, you know, you've been a military man in all your life, and even when I was, I tell you that. But I would be dead now if running from the police was a crime.
I mean, literally,
man, I ran almost every time encountered. I got on and only got caught a couple.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? For real.
Well, that's the key point. Your personal experience, Dr. Slaughter, is that the rule has been reversed. It has changed. Back in that day, a brother could run. They would just try to catch him, or he'd just get away, and they try to catch up with him later. But now, but see, this is the root cause that we got to focus on. And that's why I say that in regards to your debate with you and your children,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm going to do like a millennial custom. Both mm-hmm. of you get a trophy. I'm going to say that you're right, and Mariah and your other children are right.
That show is millennial, ain't it? You know, everybody get a trophy because it used to be just the best one on the team get a trophy. Now everybody gets a trophy.
And see, Dr. Slaughter, you get a trophy because you are hearkening back to that Sankofa moment, that history of that marching is important. That's what got us here today through Dr. King and other leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to bring attention to these rules and these unjust laws like what happened to Antoine Rose.
No doubt.
But Mariah and your other children get a trophy because we do need some new tactics and new ways of a strategy to face, you know, this onslaught against black people.
Exactly.
So both of you get that trophy.
Appreciate it, Greg. Thank you. We need her.
All right, thank you.
And she over here acting like she really got a real trophy for real.
Oh, and last thing, congratulations, Sister Mariah, on
thank
your
you
graduation
so much,
from
Mr.
Spelman.
Gregory.
That's a great achievement.
I appreciate that.
All right, then. Appreciate your call, bro. 404-892-2703. This is your brother. And that's my daughter. So we up in here trying to bridge the gap on Millennial Mondays. Let us know if you like it, if you think it's a good idea for us to have this kind of conversation. The reality is that millennials will overtake baby boomers next year in population. And interestingly, black people and brown people are now the majority in this country. You got to see what's happening. And I need to know what we're going to do to bring about a synthesis of these differences. I got it. You know, sometimes I talk over. It's all good. Well, y'all, I got two millennials in here with me, man. I'll be black when I get back.
Wrap it up, dude.
On the other side. Okay, move. News and Talk 1380. WAOK, the voice of the community. Your brother. Yeah. Okay, so I got to give you the backstory on this, Boogie. So this is when me and your mama first started kicking it. Okay. And they had this, your grandmother had this big old Cadillac, El Dorado. I mean, giant, the boat, you know what I'm talking about? And with the red leather guts, you know what I'm talking about? And and Corey, the young man who makes the movement music, okay? He was a little fella. He always messing with stuff. He done pulled an 8-track tape out of the 8-track tape player because I, you know, had the 8-track up in there. And went to just pulling all of the tape out of the 8-track, out of the 8-track. And
it made you mad.
Yeah, that made me mad, man. And I had to buy another one of them 8-tracks. And 8-tracks cost about $5 or something like that.
Ooh,
that
was steep.
You see what I'm saying? Anyway, that's the backstory on that song.
Beautiful.
Michael Henderson. 404-892-2703. Let's get back to the movement. It's a Millennial Monday. I see you, Sister Tina. Come on in.
Peace and blessings to you, Dr. Slaughter, and your daughter who has recently graduated. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Miss Tina.
Good morning, Sister Tina.
Good morning. Good morning. Now, the brother before me, he kind of wrapped it up, you know. I'm
Brother Greg.
Him. Brother Greg. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's you know, both sides have good valid points.
Is marching no longer a viable tactic?
No, I still think we need to use it, but right. We need to use more along with it.
Like what?
It's valuable, but it's not it. Like it's for one part. That's my thing. It's not. I'm not saying that it's not useful, but it's for one part.
It's only one section.
Right.
Yeah, this problem is so vast. We have to attack it from many different directions, just like, you know, when you get a cold now, you can't just take the over-the-counter stuff. You got to go get some of that home remedy stuff, too. Now, Dr. Slaughter, you understand that?
Yes, I do. I am currently medicating, trying to make my way out of this cold myself.
Okay.
It's cold,
right.
I mean.
There you go. Now.
So what else? You know, so we got marching. We know that boycotting. Or loyalty cutting,
no,
whatever.
What do we use?
Selective
all over
buying.
The world? Yes, sir. What do right. we use all over the world? Social media.
Mm-hmm.
We can get in touch with everybody on the planet almost.
True. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can we use that more effectively? Because this is what I'm looking at. Now, since 45 got in office, can you agree with me, Ms. Sister Mariah, on this? You guys know what we're dealing with as far as how these people possibly feel, how they're acting or dealing with us. You have a little better understanding, I think, than people maybe 20, 30 years ago. I think they got a little comfortable then, and they thought that things were going in a better manner. You know, like
Sister
in the
Tina, Sister Tina,
yes,
but I'm, you know, when I'm asking Mariah, you know, and the rest of the millennials, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm even sure that they are having conversations.
See, that's the thing.
About. I'm not even sure that they're having conversations about current events.
Social media never dies. Yeah, you're right, Ms. Tina. Social media is like 24/7. Social media is like doesn't go off. So with that being said, conversations are constantly being held about numerous things.
Yeah,
at all times.
Those
like on Facebook, never goes to sleep. Twitter never goes to sleep. So it's like those conversations are held all the time, amongst other things. But that's how we even get the information. You know, we're not reading the newspaper, not really checking on the news channel either. But those things pop up, so on the feed you get access to those things. So
yes, some of the protests are organized via.
I guess that's what JD be looking at.
How they got
on their phone news.
Yeah, but the last thing that was done in several cities, it was Atlanta. I believe Philly, a few other cities, the last time we had something like this with Antoine Rose, we organized via social media.
But this is my question though. Where are we as relates to coming together and collaborating on particular strategies and particular goals, particular outcomes that we want to see You know what I'm saying? Because in times past, like the NAACP would kind of be that umbrella organization that says, okay, we got a legal defense fund. We got a legal defense team. This is what we're going for. We're going for voting rights. We're going for, you know, we're going for their particular civil rights that we got to have. And we are attacking this not only from a protest, not only from boycotting, but we're also approaching this from a legal perspective.
Right.
And we're filing court cases constantly. I don't see that being done. That's an aspect that I don't see being done. And there's more lawyers, no young millennial lawyers that you can shake a stick at. And we ain't having that, and we're not doing that. And I'm wondering why they're not doing that.
Well, we still have to work on unifying, just like we discuss on this program all the time. We still need to come together. Mm-hmm. And I think it's in the baby stages of that, just like the civil rights movement.
These classifications, kind of the millennial versus the baby boomer, those kind of things kind of do keep it a divide, I would say.
So we got to start looking at doing what?
You know,
looking at ourselves as black people, maybe?
As a unit, yeah.
Wow.
First.
That would be cool.
Yeah, we still have a lot of work to do, sir.
Well, let's do it then, Sister Tina. We got work
and
to do.
And be blessed.
You do the same thing. Appreciate you.
Sister Mariah.
Thank you. Do the same.
404-892-2703 is my number. I am your brother. And I got my daughter up in here with me. So it's a family affair. Millennial Mondays on the Movement. Beneath me, Michael Henderson. And I never did know the sister's name that was singing with him. I got to look that up. At any rate, 404-892-2703 is the number. We're on the 45 now. And we'll be black when we get back. Ain't a man. Do you know the name of the station, Mariah?
The Movement.
That's the name of the show.
There's
a big old sign.
Yeah, I know that.
Read that.
1380 WAOK. News and talk, 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community.
Thank you.
Boom.
News and talk, 1380 WAOK, the voice. I'm your brother in the studio on a Millennial Monday. I got baby girl, what's her name?
Mariah. Good morning.
Good morning. Beneath me, the sounds of the Ohio Players. You don't know nothing about that. Called Pain. Yeah, we're going to bump a few millennial sounds on the other. What's that thing I tell you about? They don't like me because I don't obey their rules. That's my jam right there. 404-892-2703. You can't tell me you don't smell that. All right. 404-892-2703. Let's get back into conversation with those who have been standing by. I appreciate it. Got Mariah in the studio with me on a Millennial Monday. I got Dooley on the line. What's up, dear brother?
Good morning, Brother Slaughter, and good morning, Sister Mariah.
Good morning.
Good morning, dear brother. How you feeling?
I'm feeling okay. You know,
okay, good. Okay,
I guess I'm a boom millennial because I ain't never played by the rules. I mean, I didn't even know they had rules because the opposition don't play by them. And,
they just put them out there for us to obey.
Yeah,
just like the Bible, they put that out there for us to obey, and they don't obey none of it.
Yeah, they put. Oh, and speaking of the Bible got an answer for this situation. It's called a Passover. See, the preachers don't want to deal with that now.
I tell
God
my
do
people
not
about
change,
it.
If he don't change, and he was the same yesterday and tomorrow, then the solutions are the same yesterday and tomorrow. Passover was a solution back then because if you look at this, Brother Slaughter.
I feel you, bro. I mean,
In 35 states, the police can still rape people in their custody.
Yeah.
They can. If you don't want to acquiesce to their attempts to rape you, they can say they feared for their life because if they try to rape me, they should fear for their life.
I think that's a misrepresentation of the law.
But brother, that's what I'm saying.
When we go too far over the line, then we lose our credibility, and then you can't be heard. No, don't sacrifice, because every now and then you say something that really needs to be heard. So don't sacrifice for the purpose of hyperbole. don't sacrifice your sense of integrity when it relates
to the
stuff that you share. You feel what I'm saying? Because ain't nobody going to listen to you no more.
I can no longer stand by and watch our children killed in the street.
Neither can I.
We got to do everything. We got to rebel. We got more. And here's the biggest thing about the voting thing. As long as we vote for one party only, we're going to be like a car that can only turn left. Or a car that can only turn right. You're going to be riding in circles.
You got basically two choices.
We got to register as Republicans, infiltrate the Republican Party, and run as Republicans.
Why would we want to do that?
Because every time they get in office, we get nothing. But they always got somebody in office. White people are Democrats and they're Republicans. So no matter who the president is,
listen to what I'm saying. Almost every election in the last 20 years, Democrats have won, even if Republicans took the office by way of the Electoral College. Numbers wise, these elections are being won by Democrats.
That Electoral College needs to be done away.
At least the president. When you come to senators
The Electoral College needs to be, it's antiquated, it's out of date, it's there to keep white supremacy in force. If you can't see that, then I'm going to have to send you to an optometrist, and maybe they had to do a transplant for your cornea, because that's the way it's going. And we can't be stuck on no one party. I mean, because that's why our politics ain't working, because the minute the other party gets in there, they reverse everything that we did with the party that we associated.
Okay, so what do you suggest? Hold on. So what are you suggesting to take the place of this basic two-party system or three-party system?
Well, all we got to do is get in both parties and create our groups with them, because in the general election, we can switch over to the candidate we want.
Okay, so how do you suppose?
What's the mechanics
behind that, though, Dooley? You're saying it sounds great. What's the mechanics behind it? How do you move people who when the candidates are running as Democrats and Republicans, and particularly, let's just be real, black people generally run as Democrats. Presently, yes, and all we can do is deal with what's happening presently. If black people generally run as Democrats, voting Libertarian or Green Party, or the new black party, the Black Panther Party, whatever party you want to call it,
they're not the two wings that's flying the bird. The two wings that's flying the bird is the left wing and the right wing, and usually the right wing is associated with being Republican, and the left wing is associated with being
Democrat.
Okay,
then. That's my point exactly.
Brother Slaughter, we are one wing bird. We, no matter who gets elected, no matter Democrat or Republican gets elected, white people are in control. They're going to get something out of it. But we only get something if a Democrat gets elected. And then we get Democrats like Barack Obama, who didn't even mention reparation. First thing he did
That might be true, Dooley. But what we're discovering now in the era of 45 is that Obama did a whole lot of stuff, because the only thing that 45 is doing is undoing what Obama did. So that argument flies out the window. My goodness.
I feel like he had a point as far as infiltrating, but I don't know, like, loyalty is real and having a side is real. I mean, and at the same time, you know how you're in history class and you learn, like, wait, the Democrats used to be like the Republicans.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is a chance for a switch, but it has to be,
the
mechanics behind it, because white folks not stupid. They could suck you up and have you being advocates for the right wing if you're not smart and strategic and have the mechanics, like you said, behind it. So, infiltration, that's a big part of it, but can't just switch aside and think that's going to work. Just like saying that as an idea, I don't think.
Okay.
You know?
All right, 404.
Not against it, but not that way.
892-2703. Reverend Gant, come on in, man.
Hey, bro, how you doing? How you doing, daughter?
Hello, how are you?
Hey, Reverend Gant, how you feeling, man?
Man.
Freedom fighter, what's up?
Boy, you got it hot up in there, boy. You got it hot up in there.
Millennial Mondays, man. We going to be chopping it up, baby.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know what? The SCLC, you don't see us doing a lot of marching and all that stuff anymore, because we've taken a proactive approach to everything. And
what does that mean, Reverend Gant? What do you mean by a proactive approach as opposed to reacting in the streets by marching?
That's right. That's right. We stopped being reactive. We started being proactive. We know what the problems are, so we came up with realistic solutions to it, like you know, they're killing us with the food. So we got 206 acres of farmland in Dublin that we're working on now to grow healthy organic food. I organized 100 black farmers across the nation. They agreed to do the same to grow healthy organic food. Now we're going to create an avenue where they can order this food online, have it delivered to the house, where we're going to create jobs for our youth and all that. Okay, it's too much for me to go into. Mm-hmm. All right, but that's what we're talking about, proactive tactics. Like with the Stop the Violence campaign, instead of us marching, we said we're going to go out there where they at, and we're going to take it to them. But then we organized what we called online campaign. Why? Because where do our children congregate at? Where do our people congregate at? Well, they congregate online. So I went before the SCLC and said, look, y'all, we're going to have to launch online campaign. We're going to have to reach them where they congregate every day.
Okay. Bruh, that makes sense.
It's totally successful. We reach all demographics from right there.
That makes a lot of sense. And thank you for your call. If you're going to reach millennials and have the potential to reach everybody, it's going to be through social media. You think?
It's a good avenue.
Hmm?
It's a good avenue. But like I said, I see it as a point of awareness, and I don't know where the...
Where the next point is.
Right.
And that's what we're trying to look at on this paper.
Awareness is there.
Uh-oh.
I'm talking about all around the world, they've seen it.
Okay.
They see it.
Second hour's in the can. My name is Slaughter. That's Mariah. We'll be black when we get back with more of this thing called The Movement. Millennial Monday. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. Your brother, Dr. F. Keith Slaughter, up in the studio. Man, kicking it in exactly where I'm supposed to do it, Monday through Friday, 7 to 10. Across from me, my DJ, DJ JD, Smooth Criminal, the place to be, pressing buttons and turning knobs. And it's a Millennial Monday with Mariah up in here, 404-892-2703. Let me take this opportunity to invite you out tomorrow to Oz Pizza. That's where we're meeting. That's where the beloved community is meeting. And what we're attempting to do is to raise funds for Creativity House. It's kicking off in September, end of August or early September, no matter what we got to do. Appreciate Pop, who came through yesterday and dropped off a couple of hundred, put it on the van, because we're still collecting that paper for the van. And I'm trying to pull everything together, so I need you to come out tomorrow at 5 p.m. to Oz Pizza, the Beloved Community Creativity House fundraiser, and we're going to have a couple of more during the course of the summer, because we got to get this money, man, straight up, so I can buy this van and finish this work on this trailer and pull everything together, get the curriculum together, get the leaders together who will be teaching during Creativity House. Creativity House, if you're not familiar with it, is an idea that whose time has come. It's basically an after-school gathering for children, primarily from the Pittsburgh community, but from wherever. There'll be Afrocentric instruction, as well as some good snacks and healthy meals, hot meals, transportation to and from the Creativity House to home for the children. And we're just trying to pull it together. We want to make sure that children have safe space between the hours of 3 and 6, okay, which is the most dangerous time for young people during the course of the day. It's the time between when school is let out and when mom and daddy make it home from work, right? 3 to 6. So we're going to fill that gap. You think that's a good idea, Sean?
I do.
Yeah, that's
what I do.
Been working on it. We've been talking about it, so I need everybody to meet me.
Bonner scholars over here.
Yeah, we need some Bonner scholars from Spelman volunteer. And from Morehouse to mm-hmm. volunteer. We need to see if we can hook that up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 404-892-2703. Let's go back to the Lions. what we're talking about on this Millennial Monday. And let's see, Archbishop checking in. Also, I need to thank Lucy Miller. She has sent multiple donations for Creativity House. Thank you, Sister Lucy. I was out at Build a Surplus the other day, and the Archbishop out there looking for a door. And he was looking and went through the whole process, found the door we like, and, mm-hmm. you know, and everything was cool, and we was getting ready to roll out, and one of the brothers that would work there named Jared, Jared, he said, do you know Dr. L. Key Slaughter? I was like, dude, I am Dr. L. Key Slaughter. He was like, I knew you was Dr. L. Key Slaughter. That's so much love to the Builder Surplus Warehouse out there. Back over there in Cobb County, man, back over there on the line. Back up in there. Anyway, much love, much respect. Appreciate you, Jared, and the rest of the brothers of Building Surplus for being down with the movement. 404-892-2703. Let's get back to it. I see you, Brother West. Come on in and holler at me, man.
Hey, peace and blessings, Dr. Slaughter and your daughter.
Peace and blessings, black at you, Brother West.
Yes, sir. Let's deal with this strategic. Yeah, let's deal with this whole, both of them situations strategically.
Okay.
Number one.
Okay.
We are at war, black people, okay?
Most definitely.
This ain't no game out here, man. We are at war. Prisoners of war behind enemy lines, okay?
Okay.
So you always got to come at them like this. These Europeans, they understand that we got to deal with the law of the universe and law of physics. That's the only law that counts, y'all, okay? And so these fools only do two things that they roll with, force and finance, okay? I'm quite sure Dylan Root would have rolled up in your church, it would have been different results, man. I already know, okay? You can't forgive the animals. If you do something to them, they're not going to forgive y'all, okay?
Yeah.
Simple as that, okay? These right. You hear them with all, like a lot of people saying, you got to use all the toolboxes now. Everybody know what they want to do. If you want to march, go out there and march. Go ahead. Yell and scream, or get your exercise till your feet hurt, okay? And then we live in that age, like we doing, like the lady that did that crap, that little girl out there in California, put them on blast, like we doing, see?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever they do something to us, put them on blast. If you want to march to the police or to their house, get the name.
Mm-hmm.
Get the name, go to their house, put them on blast, okay?
But I'm saying, you said we start talking strategically. All of this has to be planned and coordinated, and it actually really needs to move out of a central location. I mean, and that's what we don't have established at the moment. We got to have a central location out of which our goals and the outcomes that we want to see come to pass, the tactics that are going to be used to bring those to bear strategically, those need to be those need to come from one place. Do you not agree with that? Or do you think we need to be all over the place and everybody operating their own response team?
All of the above. Okay, you got two people, you and your daughter, and y'all want to do it. Okay, all of the above, what you just said.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you, too. Like,
enough.
Having one big group. But like you said, having the different sections, so all of the above, having the finance group, having the social group, having different groups, but y'all all check in together. That's how you be united and happy. Make sure you're on one accord at the end of the day so that nobody's doing something that somebody's already done. You know, no overlapping is happening, but everything is getting accounted for in a way y'all can come back and report on it, and we can actually see the differences and the changes with our eyes versus what we trying to do, what we trying to see. We have and have responsibility attached, accountability attached to it.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And see, another thing is, okay, we can't do like we did in the 60s. We have just one leader.
Right.
One bull elephant. That bull elephant get knocked off. So we got to do like ants, okay? A million ants to take down one elephant. And so they don't know all us leaders. You a leader. Anybody a leader. You want to do something, you a leader. Another thing is,
right,
with the police, you go after their money. They all of them got that paternal order of police.
Mm.
That's where their money at. That's in Chase Bank. okay? We hit Chase Bank. There it is right there. You done went to the head. You done went to the dome right there.
I see you.
Always go where the money at.
I see you, okay, black man. I appreciate your call.
Politicians, let me say one more thing, man. For all these politicians, you got to do research, man, okay? Particularly on the Congressional Black Caucus. And then I found out, check this out. Much as I love Stacey Abrams, man, she a member of the Council of Foreign Relations, man, a lifetime member.
Well, so is, so is Jesse Jackson. So, I mean, come on. You know, that's what they do. They draft them in, man. And, yeah. And the Council of Foreign Relations. Yep, it's grimy. I'm your brother. News at Talk 1380 WAOK.
Such a long time.
Yes, Lord.
Girl, I still love you.
Beneath me, the sounds of New Birth.
Guess I
it's been a long time, man. 404-892-2703. Mariah Slaughter.
I'm here.
Preacher's daughter. The trap pastor's daughter. You've been singing good lately. Well, what's going on? How is it your voice has kind of matured? You kind of got a little, you dripping with it.
I just got pushed. I've been pushed and more comfortable. More comfortable.
Church is getting good too.
There was a lot of people there yesterday.
Yeah, and it was crunky like a donkey. That's two Sundays in a row of crunky like donkey.
Keep it going.
Yeah, we need to try to keep that going.
Cause it's lit.
It's lit like a mug up through the below. Straight up. Also, let me just tell you, when you go to Oz tomorrow, June the 26th, just tell them. You know, just tell the people when you order the Beloved Community Creativity House, and we'll get a cut out of that. You know what I mean? We'll get a slice of that pie. You feel me? 404-892-2703. Let's get back to the lines. They continue to blaze. I got Mariah in here. And let me say this. What Millennial Mondays is about making connections, lasting, real, authentic connections with millennials and to get millennials involved in this thing that we are calling the movement. Because, number one, millennials starting next year will be the majority people in the U.S., which means they are going to be actually pushed into positions of leadership if they assume the responsibility, right? And so we can't just throw them out there and say, okay, now it's y'all world, we done messed it up, now y'all run it. No, I think that it's going to be important for us to learn how to collaborate with each other, share out of the wisdom that baby boomers and Gen Xers might have, and be supportive of those who got the most people who are going to be on the front line and, quite frankly, who are most affected by these issues of injustice that continue in the U.S. 404-892-2703 is the number. So I was telling folks early on the show that Mariah and I had this conversation. Actually, she like read me my rights and walked out the house, actually. I was like,
that's my staff.
I was like...
What's
that? You know what I mean?
He didn't get out.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I felt some kind of way, but I was like, how do you respond to this? Like, I got to stay connected. Even if we don't agree, we got to stay connected because we have absolutely no chance trying to fight by ourselves.
And, you know, I was telling my dad, I don't know the answer, how I keep asking for, like, effective solutions to these problems, but I know how I contribute, and sometimes just being willing to contribute is a part of the answer. So, like I was saying, once I make it, you know, when I get it, I want to have a scholarship fund that ultimately sends any black student who wants to go to school, as long as they maintain 2.5 and are required to have a degree in poli sci, just as long as you take up your major being in poli sci.
And why poli sci?
because that's where the policies, the legislations, that's how those things kind of get together, just having the background information on how policies and law and government kind of works, so you can have those tools to be able to infiltrate if you want. Word of mouth is a real avenue of publicity and of sending messages. And if you just have in the back of your brain, like, hey, the Fourth Amendment is this, or hey, that's not right, you don't have to, you know, just knowing law on the back of your brain, just because you had to know it, you could be able to pass it on to other people, word of mouth being that main source, to the common person. So that's my thing.
Okay.
And that's the way I would help. I can contribute. And maybe leaders could come out of that. But having that availability, having that opportunity to just have that be available is good.
I mean, I can't argue with that. 404-892-2703. But I think that needs to be something else as
most
well.
Definitely.
All right. Well, I'm glad you most definitely.
Most definitely.
You most definitely in the
That's
day.
Just how I'm going to contribute.
Uh-huh. Come on in, Brother Jihad. She most definitely today.
She most definitely. How you doing, Sister Mariah? Sister Mariah?
Yes, how you doing?
I'm good.
See, millennial, hey, man, they be doing 4 and 5 things at a time, man.
I couldn't hear her.
She kind of won me over with that last statement. You know what I mean? But let me say this first, Laura.
Yes, sir.
On the house, what's the name? Creativity House?
Creativity House, yes, sir.
Yeah, we'll put a T-shirt together for those who donate a minimum of $25. And then you and I, you know, I think you might already have a logo, so we'll just put it on a T-shirt. And those who donate can get a free T-shirt, and that'll help out.
All right. I'll call you.
We'll get together to do that.
Yeah. Okay. All right, then.
Cool. All right, then let me get to this millennial thing, if I could.
Okay.
You know what I mean? The marching, really, this reminds me of the boys' Booger T argument. You know what I mean? And that is that both arguments are correct.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, to be honest with you, marching brings about awareness. But also the lady that called in that says social media also just brings about awareness. So I think both of them do the same thing. But your question, Slaughter, is what comes after the awareness.
Right.
And so what I would say is that the marching are designed to motivate people to do what Sister Mariah just said. And social media, who exposes themselves to more people than marching, then we should see bigger results coming out of social media. Sister Mariah.
It's new, fairly new. It's being adapted every day to do things like we want to do. So it's not, and social media cannot be the only answer. The other part is that's just another avenue of awareness. So then where do you go? What's next? The implementation, the application of whatever you gathered from those social meetings, right?
Right.
And that's
why I'm saying there's no argument here, because both of them are doing the same exact thing.
Right.
And like Dooley said, I think Dooley or somebody said, the brother after Dooley, let's everybody just do what we do.
West, brother West.
Instead of it becoming an argument over which one, then you do what you do, I do what I do, but then also I have this central group that Slaughter is talking about that can make everybody aware of what everybody is doing, and we can move forward.
Right.
Yeah.
What about that, Slaughter?
It sounds good to me. That's now we talking strategy.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. That's
okay.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what I wanted to say about the brother who gave you the Supreme Court decision, that was related to a conversation we had last week. And what it shows is that, and our sister Mariah said it beautifully, she said, white folks are not stupid. And what she mean, what I'm going to say she means by that is every time we make a strategy, they go into counter-strategy.
Right. And they had a strategy for that strategy before we even strategized.
Right.
Because you know what? Because we can always figure out what they going to do. They can't always figure out what we're going
to
do.
So they have to have things in line, alternatives, on top of alternatives in line.
Because we have had to learn how to understand their minds just to be able to survive.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And that's what we want our young people to do. Use this new creativity and this new discipline and mindset to take us to the next level. You know what I mean? But now I'm gonna say this, Sister Mariah. There's a caveat to this whole thing, and that is when Reverend Slaughter talks, I use my granddaughter, my daughter, for instance. Mm-hmm. When they talk to me, my millennial granddaughter, then I'm going to say to her, and then they talk with a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of power, but life experience, and I think Slaughter mentioned the word responsibility. That is, house note, car note, food, and all those things tends to change people's mindset or bring them into a different mindset. So when you take on those responsibilities, that's where you might have some understanding with your father or understanding with the older generation, because you most of the young people are talking from a comfort position.
Right.
And when you get into the world and you take on responsibility, then you're going to see that you're going
to be
a little bit more compromising, okay?
She's diving in head first.
I just moved in an apartment out of my daddy's house.
All right.
Yes, okay, so listen. You know what I'm saying? One step closer to reality.
I made up this character when they was kids. Y'all remember what I used to call it?
What?
Responsibility.
No. No.
Responsibility. I was like, you know, y'all got to, you know, like, why we got to clean the bathroom? Responsibility.
it makes you weigh things a lot different. And to Dooley, you know what I mean? Every time we join a party, they run. But that's not the answer. You know what I mean? If you join the Republican Party in big numbers, they created the Tea Party. When you look like you wanted to come to the Tea Party, then they dumped the Tea Party and went back to the Republican Party.
Right.
So the answer is not to diversify ourselves into the political
party. Cause more division.
Because, Jihad, what black people are missing is white people don't love us and they don't want to be with us. I don't know what they got to do to get the message across.
Well, what happens is there's a few Kardashians and a few white folks that kind of like act like they love us, so that kind of throws us into a limbo.
Oh, that's what it is. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
You know, it's not
100%. Well, I'm sorry. They didn't trick me. I didn't go for it.
Thanks a lot. It's a good show. And congratulations, Mariah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Millennial Monday with Mariah. 404-892-2703. We're at the bottom of the hour. No place to go from here but to the top. Let's make that journey go. But you feeling that, though, that new birth up under there? It's kind of. Yeah, she over there, millennia shaking. I'm your brother. I'll be black when I get back with more.